That was the best update ever. All right, 5 o'clock. Jeremy Otto's a true champion. Championship DNA. Great job by Jeremy Otto. All right, 5 o'clock. We've got callers who are ready to rock on this Red Wings thing. Let me be brief for the people who've just hopped in the car. What the hell are we hoping for tonight? Because I don't know. We haven't had a call yet today of someone going, man, I'm jazzed up to use this pick. Wojo wrote a column, and it was as if Rico was the ghostwriter. Like, trade this pick. We don't want to use this pick tonight.
Yeah.
I think what's egged on people is Noah Dobson getting traded right before the show. And again, I'm not saying the offseason is a bust or it can't be great. Because you didn't get Dobson.
No.
It's that we're trying to figure out why you weren't involved. Because the Islanders pivoted. They were losing leverage by the hour. And the Islanders decided, we're going for future assets instead of NHL-ready players. That definitely makes it easier to acquire Dobson.
Right.
You had the 13th pick. And they took pick 16 and 17 and a Jonathan Berggren-type prospect. Noah Dobson's a top 20 defenseman. And he's a right-handed defenseman, which are those are unicorns in the NHL. He's 25. Now, we had one caller do the cutesy injury plague season anecdote where he didn't have a good year last year. The Islanders didn't have a good year. Go 2 years ago, 73 points. This kid, he can skate, physical, absolutely like a cornerstone piece. Now Montreal has two top 20 defensemen. They can split them up, run their top two pairing, and do what they... They're already better than you. Now they're really better than you. And a lot of fans are bothered by that. Now, look, if you think, hey, we have Ekblad in the bag, we're getting Ekblad, fine. But it's about what do you need tonight in order to not be disappointed? What is your reaction if they just dutifully go up there at 13 and take some kid from the Swiss Alps or the fjords of Sweden? And you're sitting there going, oh, my God. He took another player I'm not going to see till 2030. Yeah,
I think you'd be very underwhelmed. I think, to quote Wojo, now he, Steve Yzerman, needs to show more of his untapped forte, shrewd, aggressive maneuvering.
Okay.
You need to see something.
And this was the other thing, guys. We could be on the air Monday and the whole thing could flip. I mean, it could be Ekblad, it could be a Robertson trade, and you go, okay, awesome. But the week where moves were supposed to happen was this week in the lead up to the draft. That's by anyone who's respected who covers hockey. Have the Wings bought anybody out? No. Have they traded anybody? No. Have they attached a pick to a dead body to create more cap space for free agent Apalooza? No. No and no. So you're kind of looking at the draft going, all right, would tonight be the night something happens? The question for you is, what needs to happen for you to feel like, all right, this offseason's off and running? It's people have been passionate about it. So we'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. Rico, Kenny, fill in the blanks here. What did I miss?
I don't think you missed much of anything, and I just get the awful feeling, and I know I depressed you at the beginning of the show. And
it was tough.
I'm sorry about that. Tough. That's on me. But at the beginning of the show, I had the same feeling of, you know, it just – I'm at a zero confidence level that anything other than the draft pick will be made at 13. There's no part of me that believes anything other than that is possible. I think that is the outcome, and I think they'll end up signing three or four depth pieces that fill out the rest of the lineup, and you're going to be looking a lot like what you looked like last year, probably with a similar outcome. And I know that's negative,
wow.
And I'm sorry, but it's just the feeling that I've had since this offseason has started.
But like next Tuesday when free agency kicks off, do you have any hope? Do you have any hope we're going to get, like, Ekblad plus big trade for top six forward? Or like, I mean, even right now, think about the biggest Wings news. Oh, it's going to go down to the wire for Patrick Kane? 36 years old, allergic to any penalty kill time. Not a two-way forward at this stage of his career. Patrick Kane is the drama.
See, I don't want to speak for you, Kenny. It just feels like you set the bar low so you can't be disappointed.
That may as well be underneath the Detroit sign. Mm-hmm. That's what we do here.
I mean, because if you start saying, oh, they're going to go out and they're going to get this person, they're going to make this deal, and it doesn't happen, you're disappointed. So, Kenny, it feels like you set it low enough that anything that happens, pleasant surprise.
You know what it was? It was last year I had hope. You use the word hope, Mike. Last year I had hope. I thought, we're going to get a couple names. This has to be the offseason. Steve gets it right. I can't worry about anything other than that line of thinking. And he burned me again. So now I set the bar at, all right, just prove that you're not going to do that again. I will believe nothing will happen until something happens. That's where I am.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We go to Tony and Macomb, 97.1. Tone, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, afternoon, fellas.
Afternoon.
You know, I have a different perspective on this whole deal. I honestly think, and this is just my opinion, that I think Steve Yzerman, in the beginning of his career, had a lot of influence from Scotty Bowman. I think he helped him out early on. I think he picked his ear because Scotty was living in Florida at the time. And you may be too young for this, Mike, but I remember all kinds of articles how Yzerman would go to dinner with Scotty and Scotty was at the games and all this stuff. And I think that influence is gone. And I haven't seen a lot from Steve to show that he's a great GM, to be honest with you. Yes, he got the Kucherov pick, but Dumars got a championship, and look at Dumars now.
Well, I think it's also, look, part of this is, and look, he did a good job overall in Tampa. We know that. But he did inherit Victor Hedman. He did inherit Steve Stamkos. Those are two really nice building blocks to inherit two Hall of Famers. But, Tony, here's where you're right. The day-in, day-out operations of running any team in any sport, you can't be good at one thing. You got to be good at all things and great at something. Mm-hmm. They have been arguably bottom three in the NHL in pro scouting. Their NHL-level trades and signings. That falls at his feet, either because he makes the wrong decisions or he's allowing people to be employed like Chris Draper who make bad decisions and he still listens to them. Their pro scouting has been wretched.
Yeah, I think he's lost that influence. You know, Scotty's in his 80s, so he's probably like, lose my number. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Or Steve's probably like, I'm far enough along. I don't need all this influence. But I just think, you know, any GM at the beginning or any boss in any business you think of always falls to the older guys and be like, you know, what should I be doing here? What should I do on this? And I think he's lost that, and it just shows that he's not that great of a GM.
Tony, listen, anyone who wants to say he's still great, you're hanging on to the past. I think he has to re-earn that title. Could he? If a week from today, Tony, they've got Robertson and Ekblad plus, okay, hey, you know what? This is the offseason we wanted. Let's go do this. But the reality is, look, for people who are mad at what Tony just said, they're entering their centennial season, year 7 of the Iser plan. If they don't make the playoffs this year, he should be fired.
Right.
So are you still going to be saying he's a great GM if they miss the playoffs for a 7th straight year?
No.
Not people.
I was about to say, even making the playoffs, I don't think you could say great GM. Like, you're going to have to get in the playoffs
and actually do something.
Like, is the bar that low? You made the playoffs. You're great again?
No. I leave it to the people. I feel like if Yzerman actually ever pulled off a free agent signing or a trade, you'd have these goofballs calling up, having, like, receipts.
Oh, yeah, that would turn all the way into C.
Yeah, C what? WCCC. Like, it's ridiculous. You're paid to do this. Now, tonight, no, I'm with Kenny. I hate to say it, Rico. I guess I'm going to check my phone and, all right, we drafted a Swedish guy. I'm resigned to it. Hope I'm wrong. But I also thought at the start of the week, the easiest thing to do would be get rid of Hall and Tarasenko via buyout or just attaching a pick. I mean, by the end of the season, Hull was sitting next to Jim Costa at games, and that ain't on the bench.
No, I think everybody was at midnight when you can actually do the buyouts. You were waiting to see, okay, who's first, not when is it going to happen.
We'll get your phone calls coming up next, 97.1. All right, Kenny, couple of ticket texts go straight to the people. Been really good response in the wings. I think people are very amped up. They want something to happen. I don't know. I'm just kind of resigned to they're going to use the 13th pick. It won't be anything bold. Desperately want to be wrong, but oh, man. Kenny, go ahead, bud.
The Wings are going to pick a goalie at 13, then I won't watch another game.
No, stop it now.
I was wondering why teams were still playing after the Wings stopped. What is this, playoffs?
Wow.
I loved Yzerman as a player, but as a GM, he's a loser. He will do nothing.
Oh, my God.
Dave Coulier from Full House announcing the Wings pick. I'd rather have him at GM than Yzerman. Cut it out.
Yeah, you know what I'm tired of in this town? Stuff like that. Like, I don't care about any of that. Like, I mean, can we get a little more J.K. Simmons on the TV side? I mean, what are we doing?
Oh, look, Mike,
I've seen more J.K. Simmons than Scooble.
Okay, here's the thing. Detroiters like it when people represent their city. It's Detroit versus everybody. So if you're one of us, we like to see you out there doing it.
Okay.
I understand that's not your forte.
It's not. I don't care about any of it.
There's another one on that topic. You know he's going to make the pick when the team will have Dave Coulier announce it.
You know, actually, you're right. Oh, my God.
They wouldn't bring him out if they were just going to trade the pick, would they?
I didn't even think about that.
Cut it out. Oh, no. They are making the pick. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, then. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
Kenny, you are a real black angel of death today. You are something.
Everything's going to be great, Mike. Okay. Positive vibes only.
All right. We'll go to Jordan, 97.1. Jordan, what's going on? Jordan?
Oh, my bad. I was muted. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Jordan, what's going on, buddy?
Honestly, I want to get right into it. I'm looking forward to them making this pick. Like you guys touched on it earlier, their pro scouting is atrocious. But you know what they can do? They can draft well. So you know what? If Steve's going to throw in the towel, if the ownership's not going to care, I'm not going to care. I'll stop buying jerseys. You know, we'll be good in 2030, 2032, whatever. We'll have a full team that we've drafted that's been awesome. Pro scouting sucks. There's no point in them. Whatever trade they're going to try to pull, it's just going to be some half-assed.
But, Jordan, let me ask you this question, though. Hold on. Meet me in the middle on something, though. If you've arrived at that point with your organization, then how do you support the current regime? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're like, look, use the pick because they're utterly helpless with anything, basically their job. Jordan, then how the hell are we sitting here and how do you do it?
I think that's the whole question, right? I mean, I'm a little bit of a younger guy. I'm 28. So, like, my entire childhood was, hey, the weather's getting warm. Wings hockey. Like, yeah. Wings playoff hockey. Like, that's all I knew. So, for us to be at this point, that's almost, like, my whole point is it's a wash. Steve doesn't really care. It doesn't seem like ownership's really all that involved. So, why should I be invested as much as some rich people, some billionaires, all that kind of stuff? You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. And, Jordan, ultimately, look, and people get all bent out of shape when I say this. I don't blame fans, but I think fans blindly supporting stuff, that's also passe. Fans, these teams owe you. Let's be clear on something. Right. They are an entertainment product. Rico's a movie guy, okay? You love movies. The studios owe you entertaining movies. Correct. So that you say, here, Mr. Studio, here's my money so I can watch this thing. These teams.
No, you're right. And as a fan, you give them the benefit of the doubt. But after a while, using your example, if the studio keeps putting out duds, it's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to pass because this is no good anymore.
Yeah. I just feel it's part of the deal you make with the city. And that's before we get to the issue of, hey, when an entertainment product is funded in some part by public money, then there's a public promise. And the promise is deliver the people a product that they want to spend more. And when teams don't do it, I don't think you're wrong for not going. I don't think you're wrong, like Jordan said. I can't do this. No, I don't think it makes you a bad fan. Versus the people who just blindly keep re-upping, and what are you getting out of it besides a kick in the teeth?
You know, at that point, I think it's tradition because you've had these seats for so long.
Oh, the fear of missing out.
Yep.
I did that, but it's the same thing with Michigan State. We talked about
it. But the second it's like, think about the Lion fan who gave up their season tickets and then the team got good.
Yeah, okay, but then hold on. They got good, and then what did the Lions do?
You're going to pay.
And then what would they do again?
You're going to pay even more.
Now, how many Super Bowls do they want?
That would be none.
How many Super Bowls they get to?
That would be none.
And the tickets have gone up how much in the last couple of years?
A lot.
Okay. So again, they owe.
They owe.
Yes, Kenny, I feel you're about to say something else depressing.
Oh, I will not be the black cloud, Mike. You can just take another call. I won't depress you any further.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I got nothing.
Okay, then. We'll go to Harrison, 97.1. Harrison, what's going on?
Hey, I really don't want to hear the excuse about, and this isn't on you, sorry. I don't want to hear the excuse that people don't want to play here. For one, let's talk about Dobson in Canada. Before agent fees, if you factor in tax, yeah, do you realize he'd make $600,000 more a year here than he would in Canada.
Yes.
So, like, don't come at me with Dobson didn't want to play here.
And Dobson also was interested in Columbus, by the way. They were one of the last two teams in this deal.
Yeah, and it's like, this is, you are, you know, you're somebody that lived somewhere else and now lives here, and you know that this is a good place to live.
It's wonderful.
There's Birmingham, Bloomfield, there's lots of great communities to live. Hey, Steve, that's what the money's for. Your job is to convince people to want to, like, to want to live here and work here. Do I care that the weather's bad and the roads are bad? Hey, Steve, let me help you out. No and no. Do your job. That's all I care about. Your job is to convince people to come here and acquire them.
That's right. And Harrison, here's the other thing. Even if the original six thing doesn't play with, let's say, a new generation of player, okay, you still have a very nice building, right? You don't have some old, decrepit barn. It's a new building. It's a traditional franchise. Like, yes, Harrison, that is, I'm so glad you said it, because part of the job is recruitment. Whether you're the GM of the New York Yankees or the GM of the Sacramento Kings, your job, you got to get people to be willing to play for you. Mm-hmm. Yzerman has shown no ability to do so.
I don't know that this matters, but I'm pretty sure the Wings are one of the only, if not the only one left, that have their own team playing. Like, some of the amenities that this team has are pretty great. You have places in up north Michigan where your guys can buy vacation homes. Like, this is not a bad place to live. I can't think of anywhere.
No, but Harrison,
but like,
Harrison, yeah. The point is, the only states that have an advantage over you, there's a very select few that are zero state tax states, right? Can't compete with that. But to your point, Dobson went to Canada.
Right. And if you're winning, I don't think you really care about the taxes. You just want to be a part of a winner.
Right, but I'm saying, like, in the case of the Florida Panthers and how they haven't. Now, they also cheat the system with the long-term IR thing, but they have no state tax. It does play, but
Stars.
I'm with Harrison on this, though. It's not like we're losing players to the Panthers or Stars. You lost a player today via trade to the Montreal Canadiens, and it didn't seem like you were ever involved. And I don't know, Harrison, if you agree with this, but I'm getting tired of reading that the Wings weren't even in it.
I'm gonna tell you how many more times I want to. Like, I'm too flustered now. Now I'm just pissed off.
Okay.
I'm tired of the excuse making. We are the Detroit Red Wings. We are an iconic franchise. We are not in the most regressive tax state in the country.
Right.
Like, this is not a bad place to be. You have amenities. You've got a rich owner. Like,
right. Go play in New York. You're paying 50 cents on the dollar. You know what
I mean? Michigan is also one of the big exporters of hockey. It's not like people don't know that Michigan, like, there are a lot of Michigan people in the NHL. Like, it's not like people don't know that Michigan's good either. Well, it shouldn't be this hard.
No, it shouldn't. And again, you know, Harrison, there was a time nobody wanted to play for the Florida Panthers. That time existed, okay? Like, Ed Jovanovski, and then there was a big gap, all right? Like, yeah, guess what? Zito helped revive this thing to where the Panthers are now a dynasty. Everyone wants to be there. That's part of the job.
Sounds like how it used to be here. Everybody wanted to be here.
I know. And it doesn't have to be everybody. It's just got to be a couple high-level players to get this thing moving. All we want is playoff hockey. All we want is the Red Wings to reclaim their place amongst the respected organizations in the league. Who respects them right now? They're a punchline.
Yeah, nationally, everybody that I've heard talk about them and have Red Wings as part of their conversations.
Yeah, actually, we have audio of it.
Absolutely correct.
I mean, think about this. If I told you the day Yzerman was hired, he would become a punchline to respected hockey writers or the Canadian media at large, considering he was the GM who put together Team Canada. You would have gone, never. That's blasphemous. Now?
Oh, buddy, I could add to that. If I would have told you the day he was hired.
Yes.
That before he turns it around, the Detroit Lions would be looked at as one of the most elite teams in the NFL.
Win. You win. The meteor would have struck Earth.
Yes.
You win. That the Pistons would go from 14 wins to a hype squad. Yeah. I have nothing.
That the Tigers would make the playoffs.
Yes.
And I'm the depressing one. Come on,
guys. Okay, you know what? Role reversal. 248. I got nothing. We'll get more to calls. We gotta get a football today in the mix. Who the hell's coming on air at 6 o'clock?
I think Rieger.
Just Jeff Solo.
Okay.
Yeah, Wojo's doing TV.
Huh?
He's doing TV. Wojo's doing TV.
Who's putting Wojo on TV?
He's on TV. He'll be on channel.
Yeah, maybe with a bag over his head. All right, 248. Nice. All right, Kenny has laid it out. You're using the pick at 13 because why else would Dave Coulier be here? It's happening.
I'm so shocked that none of us picked that up.
I mean, why would you bring him in if you weren't going to make that pick?
Why can't Dave Coulier announce a trade?
I mean, he could. I mean, would he be able to? I guess he runs into the same problem. Pronounce the names.
But would he? Would they allow him to announce the trade?
I don't know. I just look. They're gonna use the pick. That's what Kenny's got me.
And he's announcing the first pick. Their first round selection.
Yes. Yes. Are you guys just set that that's what's gonna happen?
Yes.
Only based on you. Yeah. I actually came into today with hope, and you took that from me.
How much hope did you actually have coming in?
A decent amount.
Really?
I thought the Wojo column was interesting. Wojo doesn't really do, what's it called, opinions. So when he has one of these opinions.
Brady Hoke should be fired.
Right. Cutscene. Hoke had been fired for 2 weeks. It's the idea. I thought, you know, maybe Wojo knows something.
Me too. I thought the same thing. Like,
but then we came in here and you basically set the house on fire. So
I didn't
it
mean
matter.
To do that. But at
like
the same
you
time.
With the Pistons pick. But is it really a pick if it happens during the commercial?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. In fact, it is.
What was that, by the way? I was trying to watch a draft and I
YouTube was, commercial.
Yeah, well, I don't get it. Why did they do that?
And they were the only one I think that actually happened in a commercial. Like the commissioner couldn't just say, okay, we're gonna wait until the commercial's over and then announce Pistons.
I still find it absolutely amazing that ESPN has Bob Myers, the guy who built the Golden State Warriors, the guy who found Draymond Green. And yet, I have to accept Kendrick Perkins, whoever the hell Andrea Carter is, and Malika Andrews as my draft coverage.
Now, here's last night, it was like their A team. Like, well, where were these people?
Well,
the
they
first
had Paul
night?
There.
Right. I'm saying he was there. Myers was there. They were all there for night two. Like, why not have them all there for night one?
Why have a night two anyway?
No one knows.
Like, what are you doing?
In the parking garage of right. the Barclays.
Right. It was actually the Knights of Columbus in Williamsburg.
Because everything else was apparently rented out.
I mean, seriously.
Two nights of the NBA.
It looked
track.
Like it, all of a sudden the door would just rise up and a truck would just drive in there. Like, where are you?
So are you guys going to be watching the draft today? What are we doing at 13?
Whoever Dave Coulier says.
Somebody from the fjords of Sweden or something. I don't know.
What are your percentages that Coulier comes up and says the Detroit Red Wings have traded the pick to?
I had hope, but Kenny dashed it, so I'm not allowed to have it anymore.
Kenny, I don't think it's going to happen either. I would actually be floored.
My whole thing is I'm waiting for the first day of free agency before I really yell about it.
Right, the first, yeah.
I want to wait and give Steve a fair chance here. Like, it's not, you don't have to do one or the other. It's just the idea of how, like, Tarasenko and Hall are a drain on your salary cap, right? How are they here? Get rid of them.
You do realize that for three straight years, we've been waiting for the aha moment, the trade, the move, the transaction to make it all make sense. We're all like, oh, there we go. And it's yet to come. So
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't paying attention.
Exactly. I'm not going to hold my breath. Oh, are you daydreaming?
No and no. What's coming up on the show?
All right. So listen, I have to bring up Bregman one more time just because the nonsense I've heard on this radio station, that is just, it's just a little portion of my 45-minute snippet. The other thing.
And don't, we have said nothing.
Don't play that game with me. I will call out people.
I would trade for Satan if he could help me win the World Series. You think I care? Oh, he said no to us. I don't want him.
The midday show made me drive off the road today. I was, something Gator said that just, I had to call Rico. So I'm going to say that. I'm curious if people buy what he's selling.
Hey, and let me help you without even hearing it.
As well.
No.
No and no?
No and no. Oh.
Literally,
I didn't ask two questions.
And I'm like, what did they say?
And listen, I did.
What did they say, Rico?
I picture Rico when he took the call. He just held the phone out. And just let me talk. No, no, no. Listen.
Is that how Doug spoke to you at Michigan State?
No.
He walks in.
I thought he defied logic. It was four of us in the room.
Rico and Doug show up at Bagel Fraggle.
Oh, the Fraggle.
No, but to be fair, some people might agree with Gator. So, some people might agree with Gator. So that's why I'm going to bring it up. I have a name. And I have some fun as well.
I have a name for those people.
What?
Idiots. All right. No, it's just you can't have feelings. If Bregman helps you, you go get him. I don't care if he said no. It's not like he rejected a date. He took a better financial deal in a better ballpark.
See, I like your rationale. Like, he's hurt.